Hello everyone, welcome to the China Business Legal Navigator. The topic for the discussion today is the risks of using English as the governing language in contracts in China. The decision to use a foreign language as the governing language in contractual agreements in China can lead to significant legal challenges for foreign entities. While drafting contracts in a familiar language offers comfort, it overlooks the critical nuances, legal nuances of the Chinese judicial system. In our discussion today, we will focus on the imperative of using Chinese as the governing language in contracts and the problems associated with court-appointed translations, including inaccuracies and misinterpretations. The preference for Chinese in China's legal system. In China, although there is no legal mandate specifying the use of Chinese in contracts, the judicial system displays a clear preference for it. When disputes arise, courts rely heavily on contracts drafted in Chinese, primarily due to the legal community's proficiency in the language. Foreign language contracts often lose their intended meaning when subjected to the interpretation process in Chinese courts. The perils of court-appointed translators. A significant risk for contracts drafted in foreign languages arises from the reliance on court-appointed translators. When a dispute goes to court, the non-Chinese contract must be translated into Chinese. The translation process, however, is fraught with risks. Inaccuracies in translation. Court-appointed translators may not always accurately capture the nuances of legal terms used in the original foreign language contract. Legal concepts can be highly nuanced, and even small errors in translation can lead to substantial changes in the contract's interpretation. Legal misinterpretations. Translations that inaccurately convey the intent of the contract can lead to misinterpretations under Chinese law. This can result in judgment that deviate significantly from the contract's original terms and intentions. Delays and additional costs. The process of obtaining a court-appointed translation can introduce delays and additional costs, complicating the dispute resolution process. Ensuring enforceability and legal consistency. Contracts not drafted in Chinese are at a disadvantage in terms of enforceability. Discrepancies between the original contract and its Chinese translation can lead to legal ambiguities, undermining the enforceability of the agreement. Chinese courts tend to interpret the contract based on their understanding of Chinese legal principles, which may differ from the interpretations intended in the foreign language version. The risk of reliance on court-appointed translations. Relying on court-appointed translations introduces a layer of unpredictability in legal proceedings. These translations are not always subject to the same level of scrutiny and accuracy as professional legal translations. This can result in translations that are not only incorrect, but also legally detrimental to the foreign entity involved. Adopting a Chinese language strategy. To mitigate these risks, foreign businesses must use Chinese as governing language. Drafting contracts in Chinese ensures consistency in legal interpretation and enforceability in Chinese courts. Engage professional legal translators. If a foreign language contract is necessary, using professional legal translators familiar with both languages and legal terminologies can reduce the risk of inaccuracies. Choosing Chinese as the governing language in contractual agreements in China is crucial to ensure legal clarity and enforceability. The risk associated with court-appointed translations, including inaccuracies and misinterpretations, underscore the perils of relying on foreign languages in Chinese contexts. Foreign entities must navigate these legal complexities by aligning their contractual practices with the nuances of the Chinese legal system, ensuring their business interests are adequately protected. Thank you for listening to the China Business Legal Navigator. Contact us if you need legal help in China, help with background investigation of Chinese companies, protection of patents, trademarks, IP, etc. in China and worldwide, drafting of contracts that are enforceable in China, verification of contracts so that they fit Chinese laws, and help with other trade issues in China, etc. Please contact us. If you require our assistance or further questions about the services, do not hesitate to contact our customer relationship manager, Jan Erik Christensen at janerik@ncbhub.com. janerik@ncbhub.com. We look forward to hearing from you and helping your business succeed in China. If you have other questions, you can also go to our website, ncbhub.com. Take care.